Phoenix Audio presents 7, The Mickey Mantle Novel by Peter Golenbach, read for you by Alan Smithy. 1.
The doctor said my cancer was going to kill me, and on August 13, 1995, they turned out to be right. I had termites. I heard that's what the babe called them when he was dying. They got me, too. Fucking termites ate away my insides, and there wasn't a damn thing anyone could do about it. In my final days, I didn't even have the strength to get out of my hospital bed and take a piss. What really got my goat, I had stopped drinking right after my son Billy died 2 years before. The doctors had said my drinking was killing me, so I went to the Betty Ford Clinic and quit cold turkey. I guess I didn't stop soon enough. The cancer hit my liver and spread through my body and ate me up until I looked like a skeleton. I shouldn't kick, though. I certainly had my share of good times. Hey, what's the difference between a radial tire and 200 blowjobs? You give up? One's a good year. The other's a great year. Hey, that's a joke. Get it? Oh, I got some real doozies. As I was saying, throughout most of my life, I was a hero to many people. I was as big as Elvis. But what no one ever understood was it never meant squat to me. I never could figure out this hero business. Why people worshipped me never made any sense. 25 years after I put my bat down for the last time, I made more money in a year than I ever made as a ball player. Nearly half my life and not doing jack shit, and people were still paying me $40 a pop to sign my name to a picture, and I was signing thousands of them. Did you know one of my first baseball cards sold a few years ago for $275,000? That was from 1952. And 200